And that was just a question of shillings,
well,
wasn't it?
That was a hard time. I believe the people that your listeners, some of them might be of my generation, and they might have lived through the same hard times. Well, what happened was, from Canby Island to Vange, it was a long, long way. And my father said to me, he's got to go there, and he's got to go and collect the benefit money. I think it was about 7 shillings a week to keep the whole family. He said I could go with him, but I would have to walk with him because we could not afford the bus fare.
Right.
So I said, yes, I'd go. And I walked with him there, and it was a long, long walk from Canby. I think it was somewhere about 6 or 7 miles. It was a long walk for me anyway, and him. And when we got there, he got his 7 shillings, and then we started to walk back. And we got to place Tarpots. It was a pub then, and they called it Tarpots. And I said to my dad, I said, you know, Dad, I'm very thirsty. He said, well, I'm sorry, I can't even spend money for a drink. He said, we can't afford it, not for a drink. He said, you go in that bar, which was a private bar, which kids were allowed in, you know, and ask me if you can have a drink of water. So I did. I went in there and I asked, the barman came to the bar and I said, my dad said, you may give me a drink of water if I ask you. All right, son, he says, and he gave me a drink of water, and then we rested away. But that was a hard, hard times, really were.
Do you think people were more community orientated in those days?
More
community orientated.
Yes, people were, and they had a common outlook with each other. There was not much difference anywhere. You see, everybody, you'd borrow half a loaf up that house and a cupful of sugar down that house, and this is what you'd do all the time. It was just hard, tough times, right throughout the nation, in fact.
And you'd come down from London, hadn't you, as a child?
Well, yes, we came down from London, I think it was 1930. We left London, they got an old builder's truck. It was a Ford motor truck open. And what little bits of furniture they had, they put on the back, and us kids, we were all stuck among the furniture. And they left London at midday, I think it was. And yeah, it's surprising, and they never got to Canby. They didn't know their way to start with. And not until 2 o'clock the next morning. And they were poodling along the road at almost a walking pace and stopping at every pub.
Oh, right.
and of course, there was no such thing as the arterial roads and A127s. They were like a country lane all the way. And the pace of the motor vehicles were very slow, you know, plodding along at 20 miles an hour. And the tyres, I think they had a puncher that held them up some time, and they had no repair kit. And if I remember rightly, what they did was to take the tyre off and stuff it with an overcoat, ripped up overcoat, and filled the tyre up with that, what somebody wanted. So
how'd you get a tyre off of a car wheel or a lorry
wheel?
Well,
they had some sort of screwdrivers and things to get the tyre off. And they filled this up with an overcoat to bring it up to look something like a tyre again. And that's why they crawled along. It must have been a walking pace. And I don't know what happened after that. And I was too tired to bother watching and doing it. But it was really shocking business getting travelling about. Yeah. And of course, when we got to Canby, I didn't know Canby, never been there before. I didn't even hear about it, you know. And then they turn off from Benfleet. Don't forget, I was at the back in an open truck and with the other brothers and sisters. When they got to Canby, they turned round the bend and I saw all the boats there then. And because I was looking sideways out the truck, it looked as though we'd be driving into the sea.
All right.
But we weren't. We were just going over the bridge, which had been installed a fortnight beforehand.
Really?
So we went over the bridge, and they still didn't know the way. They were lucky to find somebody walking about at that early hour in the morning. They asked him and where Lakeside was, and he directed us to Lakeside, and we dumped all the furniture, and I think everybody just got down on the floor on the grass and settled there for the night until the next day. But it was a wonderful feeling when he woke up the next day and found the space all around you and the smell of the sea air, and I've been ever since.
Wonderful. Well, let's have